Well, after spending years and likely millions of dollars trying to win federal government and public support to drill for oil in the Great Australian Bight, resource giant Equinor seemed all but certain to go ahead with the project. But today, a shock announcement that it's bailed out. Some are lamenting the loss of economic benefits, others welcome the outcome on environmental grounds. PM's Rhett Burney reports.
Port Lincoln is a seaside town in South Australia where many make their living from fishing and tourism. It's also not far from the Great Australian Bight, where, up until this morning, Norwegian oil giant Equinor had planned to drill for oil.
We'd spent, quite a bit of time discussing it last year and looking at both sides of the argument and why it is a threat to our amazing environment here.
That's Port Lincoln school teacher Lisa Kirshner.
You know, kids see things pretty plainly and they just think, you know, it's pretty straightforward that we need to protect it. So, yeah, they were very, very excited to learn the news and to know that it's safe.
Equinor was granted environmental approval to drill in the Bight just 2 months ago. That sparked upset and anger, with environmentalists worried drilling for oil posed a grave danger to marine life and risked an oil spill that, in a worst-case scenario, could spread all the way to Sydney's beaches. Equinor spent millions on commissioning safety reports and PR campaigns spruiking jobs and economic benefits to try and win over community support. So why now the change of heart?
Equinor has concluded that the project is not commercial competitive compared to other opportunities for Equinor worldwide.
Eunice Dungeland is Equinor's manager in Australia. He maintains the plan was always environmentally safe.
Now we receive bids for doing this operation. The main procurement activities included the rig, the helicopters, and also the supply base activities. And now it's just sorted out that this is too expensive.
Dr. Graham Bethune is the head of independent energy market analyst, EnergyQuest. He says most major resource companies have set themselves carbon emissions reduction targets, spurred on by the strict rules put in place by the European Union. He says emissions from oil are higher than other fossil fuels, and that could have influenced Equinor's decision.
One of the trends that's clear at the moment is that the European companies in particular are focusing more on gas than on oil. And one of the reasons for that is the carbon targets that they've set themselves.
Both the Federal Resource Minister Keith Pitt and the Shadow Resource Minister Joel Fitzgibbon have said they're disappointed by Equinor's decision to bail out of the Bight. Interest groups too, including South Australia's Chamber of Mines and Energy, aren't happy. Rebecca Knoll is the CEO.
An opportunity that would have really started to position this state towards its 3% growth target and really delivered jobs, not just jobs, but economic prosperity to the whole of South Australia, hospitals, roads, arts.
And Rebecca Knoll says opponents of oil exploration in the Bight are partly to blame.
I'm not privy to the decision-making of Equinor, but I'm quite sure that the opposition that this project has received, mostly misinformed opposition, has weighed into that conversation.
Meanwhile, environmental groups are claiming victory. Greenpeace has labelled Equinor's withdrawal a win for people power and nature, noting the company is the third major oil giant behind BP and Chevron to abandon plans to drill in the Bight since 2016. The Wilderness Society agrees. Its spokesman is Peter Owen.
We're calling on the Australian government, obviously, to stop releasing leases in the Bight, and when the current leases come up for renewal, to not renew them and to actually protect the Great Australian Bight from the industrialisation of the oil and gas industry.
Others, like the Australia Institute, want the Great Australian Bight World Heritage listed, which it says will effectively ban any future exploration for fossil fuels.
Rhett Burney with that report.